guys, how you doing this week? Well, you know what? Before we get started, we need to do some worship. So let's sing.
Jesus is helping me. I can do the things that he does.
I can love like Jesus.
I believe his light can shine through me. I can do the things that he does.
I can love like Jesus.
You know what? Before we do our story, we have some important business. We need to do our pay attention eyes. I ain't minding the donuts again this week. I'm sorry, I just get so hungry. All right, reach up high, get those listening ears and let's click those babies on. Make sure they're straight, okay? Our mind straight? All right. And these we need to zip, lock, and button. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Zip, lock, and button. So now that we've got that all done, we need to prepare our hearts. So let's fold our hands and bow our heads. Dear God, we just thank you so much for this day. And we invite you to bring the Holy Spirit here to help us learn an amazing story that you have for us. Thank you for loving us, and we love you so. And all God's children said, amen. Good job, guys. Today, we're going to spend some time hearing about the things that Jesus did before he died on the cross and rose again. God gave us a man named John, and he had a very, very important job, you guys. Have you ever had a very important job? Well, John's was so very important, God told John to go and tell his people to get ready for the promised Savior Jesus. John told the people God's big news. They needed to get ready to meet Jesus. Wow. What do you think John told the people to do so that their hearts would be ready? I'm wondering what he told them. Those are good ideas. But John told the people all about God's forgiveness, and then he baptized the people who wanted to follow and obey God. When someone was baptized, John helped them go under the water and come back up. When people were baptized in the water, it was a way for them to show others that even though they made mistakes, they were now choosing to follow God. Have you ever seen someone get baptized? I have too. I love it. One day, as John was baptizing people in the river, Jesus arrived. Oh my goodness. Jesus wanted John to baptize him. John did not understand this. Why was Jesus asking to be baptized? Jesus had never sinned or never made any mistakes. Because Jesus is God, he's holy, he's perfect, and Jesus told John, let it be this way for now. It is right for us to do this. It carries out God's holy plan. When John heard this, he agreed and baptized Jesus. This was one of the ways Jesus showed everyone he was obeying and following his Father God. Jesus' baptism was special and different from anyone else's. The Bible says the heavens opened up and God spoke. He said, this is my son, whom I love. I am very happy with him. God the Father was telling Jesus in front of everyone how much he loved his son. How do you feel when your mom and dad tell you how much they love you? I love it. I feel like my heart almost skips a beat. Yes, it's so good to hear how much our moms and dads love us. After God told Jesus how much he loved him, the Holy Spirit came down out of heaven, kind of like a dove, and it rested on Jesus. Can you imagine to see the Holy Spirit come down to be with Jesus? God the Father was happy with Jesus, and God, the Holy Spirit, was with him. That is so amazing. God the Father was always with his son, Jesus, when Jesus was baptized, in his traveling, and as he was teaching, and when he died on the cross, too. His Father was with him. And when Jesus came to life again, his Father was with him then, too. Jesus made a way for us to be with God forever. And because of Jesus, God is with us. Friends, when is God with you? That's right, all the time. What about when the wind is blowing really, really hard and there's lightning and there's thunder and it's just crashing? Is he with us then? Yes, he is. Is God with you, say when you're having a birthday party, playing games and eating yummy cake? Absolutely, he certainly is. Yes, he is with you. Is God with you when you have to be very brave and strong? Yes, God is always with you. He has a very special part for you to play in the big God story. And he'll be with you every single step of the way. He has given you his word, the Bible, so you can learn more about him. He has also given you his Holy Spirit to comfort you and to guide you. Because of this, you can trust and know that God is with you always.
Seems like my feet are always in motion, taking me to anywhere. But where you want me, I try to keep things constantly moving. I'm hoping for a faster way than what you're doing. But your love is chasing after me. It's chasing after me. There's nowhere I could ever hide, 'cause you keep coming. Your love is chasing after me. It's chasing after me.
Before we finish, we need to do a blessing. Can you put your hands up, please? I'm going to pray a prayer of blessing over you. Jesus tells us in the Bible that he will be with us forever and ever. That means he's with us during times that are scary, times that are confusing, and he's with us during times that are happy and peaceful as well. May God go ahead of you, stay behind you, and walk beside you this week. See you next week.